Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. One upside to the pandemic has been the surge in demand for local food products. While our next guest had already been successfully selling her apple products for the past 5 years, she has also certainly benefited from this new trend. Teresa Adams is founder of the Adams Apple Company, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Lexington, South Carolina. Teresa, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
So give us a brief history and overview of your company. How did it all get started?
I started making apple butter in college when, you know, you don't have any money, but you want to give a inexpensive, not cheap, but a heartfelt gift for Christmas, you know, to friends and family. And as a child, I remembered seeing apple butter cook in a copper kettle on a family farm. There's just a good feeling about that. And it was really good. So I'm going to try that. I don't have a copper kettle, but I have a crock pot. So I made my first batch of apple butter and gave it away, and it was a hit. It became a tradition. After college, I married an Adams. So when I made my apple butter, I realized that I had Adams apple butter. So I did my little homemade labels and gave it away as Christmas gifts for probably 20 years. It wasn't until 6 years ago or so, I was needing to do a little fundraiser for my son to go on a school trip. And I thought, I'm going to try selling my apple butter. I kind of felt like I was betraying everyone, but the support I got was incredible. And so I decided it was finally time. I had thought about it over the years. It was time to make it official and put a real label on it and make it legal. So rented a little kitchen and started making my apple butter.
All right. And so are you still in that same kitchen now, the rented kitchen, and making your products and shipping them out?
Well, it was a pretty quick realization after that first holiday season of dragging 80 pounds of apples into this little tiny kitchen that really only fit one person. It came to my attention that there were co-packers out there that did this for people like me. So I did a little research. I joined the Specialty Food Association and found a co-packer. We signed a non-disclosure, and I felt comfortable sharing my secret recipe with them, and they started making it for me, and then I started creating other recipes. So I got out of that kitchen pretty quickly. They make it on a much larger scale. All my products have the word apple on the ingredient list, whether it's apples or apple juice or apple cider vinegar, to stay true to the brand.
Where does your supply of apples come from?
The co-packer purchases all of the ingredients. They're United States apples. They have a special way of gathering those apples and the apple puree to make the apple butter for me.
What is the distribution system?
I have not really actively pursued large grocery chains. I'm in regional groceries like Lowe's Foods, but mostly mom and pop stores, markets, and specialty gift shops around the country. I attend markets like the Atlanta Gift Show, and I get orders from these stores around the country. That's really the majority of my business. I do sell on my website as well.
What has been your biggest challenge in getting this business up and running to this level so far?
It's such a huge learning curve, the branding and going with the right designer and agency to help you with that, getting the website built, establishing your pricing to social media and photography, and then all of the packaging, and it's like drinking from a fire hose.
And I know for many years now, there's been a growing trend towards purchasing local food products. Have you seen the trend grow even further because of the current situation we are in?
Well, I think it has, and it really depends on what a business has to offer. Some have really boomed. Mine, selling wholesale to other small businesses, other retail businesses, they had to shut their doors. So business did drop off, but I did notice a lot more retail happening on my website. Not that it replaced it, but it was redirected.
Well, Teresa, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Teresa Adams is founder of the Adams Apple Company. She joined us by phone from her office in Lexington, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.